Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Divine Downloads podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton. And today I'm so excited for this show. I have the amazing Damian Keith Jenkins on the show. He is a master's prepared registered nurse, NCLEX prep expert, nurse content writer, educational consultant, and he has a real passion for nursing education. I like to say education as edumacation. That's my little spin. Damian is the owner and operator of The Nurse Speak, LLC, a nursing education and consulting company and blog. He specializes in providing individualized NCLEX prep tutoring services for new graduate nurses, especially those who have experienced unsuccessful attempts. Damian's mission is to increase the number of nurses entering into the profession by helping them develop strategies for NCLEX success. Damian has helped hundreds of clients over the past 4 years, and he remains confident in continued success. Damian also offers high-quality, up-to-date writing services and public speaking engagements and presentations for a variety of conferences, organizations, and nursing-related companies. Damian Jenkins, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
You are so welcome. So I love to share with the peeps, mo meeps, where I converge in the universe with these amazing humans I have on the podcast. And so I'm pretty sure I met you on LinkedIn, and then we met face-to-face at the National Nurses and Business Association Conference in Vegas like last month.
That is correct. And were you at the 2017 conference?
I was not. I was at the 2016?
And not 18.
I don't know. The years all run together, Damian.
They do blur together. So yeah, I think we missed each other at the conferences until this year, but we definitely connected on LinkedIn before this in NBA in Vegas this past September. September. Yeah, it's all blurring. You're right.
I know. It's like, what? It's so funny. Like, I sort of organize my life or can recall things based on what year I did what conference.
There you go. Yeah, that's good. That's productivity.
Right? So anyway, I'm delighted to know you, and I love the work that you're doing. So please share with our listeners, because I think one of the things I really try to do so much with this podcast is to basically show nurses, and not just nurses, like all humans, that there is no one path. There is no one journey. There is no right way. There's no wrong way. And I think it's fascinating because nurses specifically, like, the world is your oyster. It's just how creative do you want to be and how much chutzpah do you have? And so without further ado, tell us a little bit about how you got here, where you're going, and, you know, in as much or as little detail as you want, Damian.
Yeah, thanks so much. So I'm actually a second career nurse, like a lot of nurses that I know. For 15 years, I was in the food and hospitality industry, working for a very large multi-million dollar chain restaurant, where I worked my way up from server all the way to regional store opener, to regional frontline staff educator, where I helped to develop the curriculum for front of the house training so that we can make sure that all of the customer service attributes and characteristics of our staff were top notch. You know, we really kind of went after the Disney model to make sure that everyone was getting the best experience possible. And while I was working at that restaurant, I met a wonderful coworker who then blossomed into a wonderful friend. And her fiance at the time, now husband, was a nurse in the operating room at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. And I was intrigued by nursing after getting to know him and kind of learning all of the different opportunities that he had and all of the different educational opportunities that he had going to different conferences. And I really felt attracted to that. And I always thought, you know, wow, I want to be more of an academic. I want to do more research. I want to, you know, develop my science capabilities, because I really love science and I really loved helping people because I helped people in the food and hospitality industry for so long. And so I got into nursing that way. Shortly after graduating nursing school, that's when the reality shock hit. And this is where I kind of was on the fence. Did I love nursing or did I not love nursing? And I think a lot of us deal with that at first. We learn the ideal way to do things. We learn the textbook way that nurses should operate and function. And then we get into, you know, this big, bad healthcare system that we have that really will put you through the ringer if you're not really well prepared. And I don't think I was prepared. To be honest, I didn't feel like I had enough support. And because of that lack of support, that's how I kind of found my way getting into nursing education. And then over the years, doing things like adjunct faculty for college, becoming a professor, starting to write, creating a blog so I can, you know, reach as many people as possible to share what I've learned and the experiences that I've gained so that they might have it a little easier. And then it started to get to where I was getting referrals from the college I was working for to help some of the new graduates who were having a hard time passing the NCLEX to tutor them and help them pass. And then after several clients, I decided, you know what, it's time. I have enough experience. I have enough know-how. It's time to go into business. And I've been doing what I've been doing for 4 years, and I've been in business for almost three.
Okay, so, okay, of course you were in the food industry. Hello.
Yeah.
As a fellow foodie, when you were saying that, I was just like lighting up inside because it totally makes sense. Like the developing the curriculum for the frontline staff and giving them the support and how cool, you know, that that lent itself now to what you're doing. And I want to revisit this, what you said about, you don't think you were prepared and you didn't have the support.
Right.
So this is humongous.
It is.
And so like, who did you like turn to, or what did you find yourself like, were you just beating your head against the wall, or did you start talking to people about it, or how did you navigate that black hole of being a nurse?
Yeah. And not only being a nurse, but being a new nurse. I think that's what was the most challenging, because although I had 15 years of business experience, you know, corporate level business experience where I trained hundreds and hundreds of people, where I was really under pressure and accountable for meeting tremendous marks, being able to multitask and take on really large responsibilities, than to be told that I don't know anything because I'm a new nurse. And, you know, I did what any new nurse would do who needed support. And I turned to the nursing leadership. I turned to the supervisors. I turned to the DON. I tried to connect with the nurse educator that was at the facility. I worked at a very small facility when I first came out of nursing school. So there was only one nurse educator. And it was just disheartening to hear time and time again, oh, you're just a new nurse, you're just getting used to it, oh, it's gonna get better. Once you get confident, things will start to get easier. Your recommendations sound great and all, but you know, you don't really understand the process, so you just have to wait. And it just really bothered me, because as I was going through that struggle, I could see new nurses coming into our facility who were leaving faster than they could say goodbye. I was hearing of other facilities where their new grad turnover rates were horrendous. They were leaving by the droves. And so I started to do my own research, and I saw that, you know, 60% of new grad nurses leave their first job within a year. And to me, that was incredibly alarming. And for a industry that is supposed to be, you know, founded on compassion and caring, I didn't feel that the nursing staff were being treated with compassion and caring from leadership. And so at that moment, I felt like I needed to do something about it.
Okay, so I tend to be very, you know, uplifting and all about the possibilities and the potentials and not focus so much on the negative Nellies. However, however, sometimes the conversation begs going there. So all the things that you were told, right, are totally like, they might as well just put you under the bus.
Yeah, that's exactly what I felt like.
And it's like, so when you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, who is the onus on? Like, is the onus on the nursing schools? Is it on the hospitals? You know, where does the responsibility lie? Because it feels like nobody's taking responsibility for that.
Well, you know, I think from my interpretation and looking back, it was a little bit of both, to be honest. You know, working in academia and then being also on the staff development side as a nurse educator, I can see that both fail miserably at meeting the needs of new nurses or nursing students, new nurses, and then even experienced professional nurses. We're just missing the mark time and time again because, you know, bedside nursing and the clinical setting is so focused on tasks and less on the bigger picture that it's really hard to support throughout that process. But in my particular situation, I felt clinically capable coming out of nursing school, but I was not ready to handle a lot of the administrative issues, nor was I ready to handle being told, no, I don't know what I'm talking about as often as I was.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow. I will have to say, so I've been a nurse for 21 years. Mm-hmm. Cannot believe it's been that long. It seems like just yesterday. And, you know, I had a phenomenal experience. In 1998, I worked for the amazing North Memorial Hospital in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, as a mm-hmm. brand new baby grad at a nursing school with my bachelor's. And I was part of the first ever, it was like the inaugural new grad program, which meant I had one mentor and then I had all these amazing nurse educators. We would get together. I want to say there were 12 of us in our class. And again, this was like the first time it had ever been done. So we would get together once a week. We would go through, you know, all the education parts, like balloon pumps and everything, catheters, like everything you could possibly think of, for an entire year. And so you better believe I stayed there for a really, really, really long time because I was vested. Like they had my back, you know?
Yeah. It sounds like you had a really great support system coming out, and that's something that I didn't have. And it's something that I was hearing from my classmates and some of my colleagues, you know, that they were also not having the support that they felt they needed. And you know, it's not all negative, because from that experience came a very robust career for me. I've been a nurse for just about 10 years now. So, you know, enough to kind of go around and see what's going on, but still so much to learn. But from all of my experience, I have excelled in nursing education and have literally helped to transform workplace environments, processes, onboarding, orientation, nursing school, you know, you name it, passing the boards. I have helped so many people because I felt I didn't have that support. And so, you know, it's really, I've really kind of come out of the flames and built myself up to make sure that other individuals didn't have to go through the same struggles that I did.
Whoop, whoop, and the phoenix also rises up out of the ashes.
That's right.
And it's so beautiful that you took that struggle, that pain, and turned it into something so powerful. So what's cool about what you're doing, Damien, is that you're really targeting the individual nurse, you're targeting mm-hmm. hospitals, you're targeting nursing schools, because hello, last time I checked, nursing schools want to have a really high pass rate.
Absolutely.
With the NCLEX, and hospitals, if they're really smart and they want to retain their employees, they want to feel supported and around the education around, you know, what it is that they're supposed to be doing on their day job or night job.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So can you tell us a little bit about, so how do people access your services?
Sure. So pretty much everything Damian Jenkins and the Nurse Speak can be found at thenursespeak.com. It is a central hub to get in contact with me, check out some articles that I've written, and see a lot of the connections to media sources such as this podcast, which will be on the media page on my website once it publishes. So yeah, Facebook, I have the Nurse Speak business page, the Nurse Speak Facebook group, and the Help. I failed the NCLEX Facebook group. I'm also on LinkedIn, Damian Keith Jenkins, Instagram at the Nurse Speak, and Twitter at the Nurse Speak. So I'm very accessible. A lot of the nursing community here in Baltimore know how to get in touch with me, and I'm easy to find online. So shoot me an email or anything. I'm here.
Okay, so now let's share some like actual nuggets that nurses can take. Whether you're a brand new baby nurse, you haven't prepared for the NCLEX yet, or maybe you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I feel like I'm on my way out. What's three pieces of wisdom do you wish you had had when you were feeling unsupported that you would share with our listeners?
Absolutely. Thanks for that question. It's a really good one. It's kind of tough too, because now I have to really rack my brain to make sure that I give the best possible advice. So I'll do it in three stages. We're gonna do nursing student, we're gonna do new grad nurse, and we're gonna do professional nurse. So for nursing students, I think the one thing that I wish I knew was that you didn't have to remember everything as far as the facts go. I spent, like every nursing student, hours and hours and hours and hours of my life reading every detail of every book, of every resource that my professors gave me to only get a C on my exams. And so that was very frustrating. And so looking back on it, and again, also teaching, I realized that knowing every component and every medication and every disease process isn't the most important thing. But yet focusing on nursing considerations that focus around all of those individual things and the roles and responsibilities of the nurse specific to those things is the most important thing, and that's what should be focused on. For the new grad nurse getting ready to pass the NCLEX or who has had an unsuccessful attempt, similarly to the nursing student, not focusing on every single detail, but really here you want to embody the role of the LPN or the RN, depending on which NCLEX you're taking. You want to put yourself in the shoes and own the role and responsibility of that nurse so that when you're answering questions to be successful, you're answering them in a way that makes you accountable. Don't take it and think of it as it's just a test. Think of it as you're actually doing the patient care, because you're much more careful and think more critically when there is the potential for harm than if you know it's really a no risk with what, $200-something that you risk and you just take it again in 45 days. So instead of just focusing on, you know, the content, put yourself in the position of the nurse and you'll do much better. And then as a professional nurse, I think the biggest advice that I wish I had known before is that you can't win every battle. I'm one of these individuals that if I see something, I say something, and then it always kind of opened up Pandora's box for me because I would be then responsible and accountable to follow through and do the investigations and do the reporting, and sometimes it would land me in the manager's office because I kind of opened up a can of worms that I wasn't in a position to open. And then it created a lot of ruckus. So, you know, kind of doing that assessment, that full thorough assessment, starting off at the very beginning of the nursing process, is the most important thing you can do in any challenging situation. And then you might find yourself not getting into trouble like I did early on in my career.
Woohoo! Well, you did well. Okay, I want to recap. These are genius. You're such a nurse educator. I just love you. Okay, for the nursing students, I love this. You do not have to remember everything. Like, nope. So good. And this totally brings me back to my favorite teacher of all time, my pathophys teacher. And she said this, you know what? If you don't know how to do something, read the directions.
Exactly.
I was like, oh my Lord, that's genius.
That's genius. Look it up, right?
And it's so funny because I'm totally like most nurses, I'm, you know, well, in med school, they say see one, do one, teach one. Nurses are pretty much kinesthetic learners. We learn by doing,
yeah,
practicing. And I just love that. You don't have to remember everything. And okay, something came up, but I'll share it with a third one. Okay, so then the new grad nurse in preparing for the NCLEX, or maybe you haven't passed it. Mm-hmm. Really, this is gold. Embody the nurse that you are becoming, mm-hmm. or the yep. LPN, because it's funny when you were saying this, like I was reflecting back to when I was about to take my exam and didn't even cross my mind that failing it was even like, it wasn't even on my radar. Like I didn't even think about, oh my God, what if I don't pass this? And mm-hmm. so I'm glad that that didn't happen because I passed it on the first try, but
yeah,
that is so good. So this isn't just a test. You're actually taking care of the human.
Yep.
And who are you when you're stepping into that responsibility, that duty? Oh my gosh, so good. And then third, professional nurse, you can't win every battle. If you see something, you say something. To me, what comes up when you said this are boundaries.
Yeah. A lot of it had to do with professional boundaries and kind of the politics of healthcare. You know, healthcare settings have a very different political environment than most companies. And so I think it's just purely because of the complexities of the environment and, you know, the high stakes that are happening within the environment that a lot of people are on edge. And so you have to be very sensitive in the way that you approach things. And if you bring any kind of issue or problem to leadership's attention, you have to be prepared to fire off realistic, measurable solutions, or else you're just a complainer. And I didn't know that. I thought it was better to say something than to just let it go. And apparently that wasn't the best thing to do because, you know, retrospectively, maybe I didn't do that thorough assessment that I should have done.
And I love analogies and metaphors. So I love the analogy. If you're in a challenging situation, fall back to the nursing process.
Yeah.
Before you go taking your megaphone.
Exactly. Red alert.
You do the full assessment. And when you were saying this third tip, which all these are wonderful, thank you for sharing with our listeners, is that one of my biggest like pieces of advice to nurses, especially new baby nurses or new grads or second career, whatever, is if you do not know, you better freaking ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there is this thing called do no harm, and I'm the permission queen. I love to give people permission to be vulnerable and to ask questions, because to me, vulnerability is all about courageousness. And there is never, ever a dumb question, because if you have a question, then 300 other people have a question, but they don't have the courage to ask.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, if you do something that you're unclear on, it's your license. So always, always, always ask for clarification, because what's the worst thing that can happen? You get more clear.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's definitely something that I've always taught. You know, whether it's a nursing student or if it's someone that I'm training in their role within the clinical setting, you know, I always make sure that they clearly understand that it is more of a red flag for incompetence if they don't ask questions and if they seem overly confident than if they are cautiously inquisitive and ask a bunch of questions. And so you're absolutely right. Asking questions is the only way that we can be sure we're seeking the clarification to always be safe in our practice.
Absolutely. And again, when we are courageous and vulnerable, we give the people standing next to us, the people in the room,
permission
to do the same. And at the end of the day, none of us really know what we're doing, and we're all just walking each other home. So
we're figuring it out together.
Everything is figure-outable, as That's Marie right. Forleo says. Okay, so of course, the name of this podcast is called Divine Downloads.
Yeah.
And so, again, a download to me is wisdom that comes to you when you're in a position to be able to receive the information. And people have lots of these in their lifetime. And I would love for you, Damien, to share one of your special downloads with the audience.
Sure. So, you know, a lot of this has to do with a combination of, you know, the struggles in addition to the successes that I've gone through in both of my careers, but more importantly, nursing. Because, you know, before I became a nurse, I was always connected with people, and I was always connected with, you know, their emotional well-being. I was always, you know, very service oriented, wanting to please people, wanting to make sure that they felt taken care of. But then going into nursing and actually having to care for individuals and actually being connected with them, not only in a physical sense, but emotional and sometimes even spiritual. You know, I felt like the downloads just started coming faster and faster and faster and faster. And, you know, not that long ago, one of the downloads that I received was really the validation when I was questioning myself, you know, which we all do at times, you know, that kind of self-saboteur or the person who says, you know, what do you know? You know, you're not good enough. I got validation from spirit that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. By helping others achieve their goals in nursing, whether it be passing the NCLEX or helping them navigate through challenging situations in their career. And so, you know, I'm very blessed and very humbled by, you know, these downloads to validate that I do have a knack and a talent that I now feel as a calling to serve others in this facet. And, you know, that means a lot to me.
Oh, I love that. So you could say no, obviously. Do you want to share what that was? It a sign? Was it a was it a book? Was it a quote? Was it a or just it was a knowing?
So it actually came to me in a dream. I was having a lot of inner dialogue, a lot of prayer about, was I on the right track? You know, because like all of us, you know, entrepreneurs or, you know, even if we're not running our own business and we're trying to maybe go to the next level in our career, we have to maybe work towards a certification or jump through some legal hoops or file for a trademark, you know, all of these super complex, you know, things that you have to do in order to get to the next level. You know, I was kind of praying on it a lot and trying to seek guidance. And, you know, right when I felt a little lost, like I wasn't sure what I should do next, I had a very vivid dream. And the dream was actually in mirror form, where I watched all of my aspirations and all of my goals come to fruition. And it was almost like I was just kind of sitting back enjoying seeing all of this stuff come to be. And so when I woke up, I immediately grabbed my dream journal and started writing. And to me, that was just a clear sign that I received permission to believe in myself and to move forward and to keep doing what I'm doing because of the impact that it's having with my clients.
Oh yeah, that's when I got the angel bumps when you said the dream. Oh, that's so divine. And it's, isn't it interesting, Damien, how it seems like the answers are always on the other side of that threshold where you just like, it's like the dark night of the soul, right? The hero's journey. Yep. And the, just when you want to be like, you know what, this is crazy, I'm just going to give this up. It's like instant. there's a sign, there's a symbol, there's, what a beautiful download. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Damien.
Wow. My pleasure.
I'm a, I'm also a dream junkie. I wish I could be a fly on my brain when I'm dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually done some work in the past with, trying to manifest certain dreams or trying to, maybe resolve some issues that I was having emotionally through dream work. And so we can get into a whole nother conversation about that. But I really over the last probably 10 years have always cherished my dreams, no matter how crazy they are. And I always try to find value in them. So.
Oh yes, it's well, there was a whole podcast about sleep. You guys, if you want to listen to that, it's really important for nurses with Jocelyn John, which was phenomenal. And yes, to the dreams, because if we're not getting that good REM sleep where we're dreaming, we're basically shortening our telomeres, which basically is code for we're aging prematurely.
Right. And none of us want to do that.
No, hashtag negative. Oh my gosh. Okay. Now we talked a lot about, you shared those three beautiful, wisdom bits for, nurses. Can you share before we wrap up, Damien, one tip that you might share with somebody who's feeling like maybe they want to explore this entrepreneurial gig?
Sure. Yeah. So entrepreneurship is both super exciting and frightening at the same time. So if you're at all, adrenaline junkie, this is definitely for you. I myself am not an adrenaline junkie. I prefer calm, cool, and collected. And when I first decided that it was time to go into business, it was very calculated and safe with my trajectory. I started very small and then kind of worked my way up. And now I'm kind of in a SOS zone where I'm faced with, do I take the plunge and go full time and just do this all the time and not work for another institution with that safety net? Because now I'm running out of time to meet the demand that I'm pulling in. So it's actually really exciting. I just put two people on payroll, which is both again exciting and frightening at the same time. So things are happening. But I mean, entrepreneurship is incredible. But what's super amazing about being a nurse and going into entrepreneurship is that we are already equipped with all of the characteristics and skill sets that it takes to be a successful business person. You've talked a lot about the NNBA in previous podcast episodes. The National Nurses and Business Association really is an incredible gathering of super intelligent, super successful, super motivated, and super supportive nursing entrepreneurs who, make a little bit of money on the side, all the way up to millions of dollars a year running these huge, super successful businesses. And it's just been an incredible ride. I've been in business for almost 3 years. I've learned so much, and there's days where I'm scared for moving to the next level. Not scared in the sense that I don't want to do it or that I think I'm going to fail, but scared because there's always that, am I ready to handle the demand of putting out such a great product? I think we all kind of struggle with that. Someone who you know dearly, Donna Cardillo, said once, and I'll never forget, that she said, say yes, freak out, and then figure it out. And that's really the whole essence of entrepreneurship. Whenever an opportunity comes your way, you should always say yes, freak out, have a panic attack, and then gather yourself and then start to build your resources so that you can attack that assignment or project or client and make them want to come back again for your services. And that's where I'm at. And I mean, I can't speak highly enough about the journey that I'm going through. And if anyone is really interested in talking about it further, I would love to do that.
Okay, so this is a tweetable from this show. So nurses are already equipped to be successful business owners.
Yes.
Like so on point. And that's why I say, to me, there has never been in the history of time a better time to become a nurse entrepreneur.
Agreed. 100%. I agree. 100%.
Like we're literally, the universe is at a major crossroads, and it's like, and someday is not a destination. It's now or never, baby. So
that's right.
I love your perspective. I'm totally, I used to be an adrenaline junkie. And I am not averse to risk. So mm-hmm. I'm like, bring it on. However, I'd like to be smart about things. And I think that I love what Donna says, say yes, freak out and figure it out. I mean, yep. I think that's so great. And yes, if you want to be in a business, if you are in a business and you want to stretch your reach, any of those things, please, I would love to, connect with you. I'm a chapter leader for the Midwest, which means for the NNBA. So that means, I'm meeting amazing nurses who've never heard of the NNBA. Like what? And wouldn't you be pissed if you're like 3 years later, people have said, I wish I had known about that. I'm like, okay, well, you know now. So
absolutely.
Like, yeah. No sense of crying over spilled milk, people.
Right. We're here. We're here. Come be part of the tribe, learn, grow. That's what we're here for. Right.
Yeah. So you can come to the conference. It's usually in September, to totally get in this womb of, like you were saying, incredible, such successful nurses. I have never been part of an organization that really wants to hold the ladder as you climb the ladder of success, transparent, so fun. Well, Michelle is amazing, the president. And anyway, if you're in the Midwest, I would love to have you join. I have a virtual group where we're going to start having virtual meetings. And like you said, like to me, this is not, what's my favorite quote from the conference was from Renee Thompson. And she said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Absolutely.
And so anyway, if you're in the Midwest, you're looking for some support, you don't have to be a member of the NNBA to join the posse. So let me know. And there are chapter leaders all over the country. So let me know where you are and we'll hook you up with the right chapter people. So Damien, this has been so much fun.
So much fun.
Did you know we were going to have this much fun?
Of course I did.
Of course. Hashtag of course. So what, any parting wisdom that would you like to share before we wrap this up with a bow?
Yeah, I just, I really want everyone out there to understand that, nursing has offered so many opportunities for me. If you're already in the profession, you know for a fact that it offers lots of opportunities for you as well. Entrepreneurship offers a lot of opportunities. No matter what you're doing in your life, whether it be personal or professional, it's always so important to take time to cherish the moments of success and to spend less time focusing on the things that are going wrong. Because, life is too short for us to spend all of our time in negativity. And this goes to what you said, Lizbeth, that you like to focus on the positive more than the negative. And it's most likely for that reason.
So well said. And this has been such a treat. I love, love, love what you're doing with the world. So thank you for your time, your energy, and your expertise in edumacation.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And before we go, name your website again, Damien.
It's thenursespeak.com.
Love, love that. The visual that I get, that's really good. I'm seeing a microphone, all kinds of things.
Yeah, everything nursing. That's what I speak about. And it all started with my blog. It was the Nurse Speak blog. And then once I became a business entity and created my logo, then I just kept the name, The Nurse Speak.
Well, so that's how we'll finish out this episode, is that that's exactly how it goes. Again, we'll just finish where we started. There's no wrong journey. You are an individual human. You're an individual nurse, or you're an individual, maybe not a nurse, and your journey is specific for you. So there's no way you can screw it up. So literally the world is your oyster. I want to thank you all for listening. If you're new, welcome. And thanks for stopping by. And if you're a repeat listener, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. And I am not afraid to ask for support. So please, 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 for all the things that are holy, if you love this episode or you love this podcast, go over to the old iTunes and please leave me a review so that we can get more ears on the show. So thanks again, everybody. Until next time, remember, you are always supported, even and especially in the times where you feel like you're not. Keep taking good care, and we'll see you next time. Ciao.